Morning America tonight. Hope you had a fabulous weekend. Here we are at the start of another week. We are getting close to the holidays, although some of you are in the middle of Hanukkah right now. Happy Hanukkah to you if you are celebrating Hanukkah. But the Christmas season, you can see it everywhere. Boy, the trees are out. How many of people have bought? Do you buy the live trees or do you go and buy the fake trees or have a fake tree that you have in the attic somewhere and you keep pulling it out year after year after year? Are you one of those people? I don't like the fake trees, but at the same time, it's like somebody said to me, my pal Andy said to me when we were all out to a breakfast thing the other day, how crazy is it that it's like the White House or Rockefeller Center, you take these trees that are 100 years old, so they've been around for 100 years, and you chop that tree down to, what, have it live for a few weeks at the White House or in New York, and is that really fair? This, you have this incredible, gorgeous, this gorgeous, gorgeous tree, and then you just take it down so that it can be eye candy for a few weeks for the holidays, and then you kill it, basically. It's different with the Christmas tree farms versus the, you cut it down, it's a giant, giant, beautiful tree, and it is, he's right, it is there for display. And then it's done. It's gone. I mean, that's life, I suppose, right? Boy, we have a lot to get to in this hour of America tonight. You know how we do it. We zig and zag all over the place, ping and pong, whatever you want to say. You never know where we're going to end up. But certainly, judging by your emails, you're enjoying the road that we're taking. And remember, you can always be a part of it. You can always hit us up on those emails at americatonight.net or... you can reach us at 800-259-5791. So you don't have to be shut out. You can be part of the conversation. And I don't care what your stripes are, left of left, right of right, or somewhere in between. Everybody's invited to this party. Speaking of a party, it was a party for the Prez, as he was hoping when he went last month to Korea that he would have a big announcement to make with a deal, a trade deal with the South Koreans. Finally, he gets to make that announcement. It didn't happen when he wanted it, but at least he did get to make the announcement, and here's what he said over the weekend.
The agreement we're announcing today includes several important improvements and achieves what I believe trade deals must do. It's a win-win for both our countries.
A win-win for both the countries. All right, when we say win-win for both the countries, what does he mean by that? Well, it's time to play Let's Make a Deal, and in playing Let's Make a Deal with the Koreans with this trade deal kind of has shades of 94 with the Canadians and Mexico, remember? So suddenly, now there's a chance when you talk about what the deal, who the deal will benefit. It's going to benefit some of the automaker types in the U.S., and it'll certainly help U.S. exports if you believe that you'll get all those exports. But they're saying, according to this pact, $10 million or $10 billion worth eventually over the next couple of years, and more importantly, 70,000 jobs immediately will be saved or increased or whatever thanks to this deal with South Korea. And the South Koreans will have that tariff loosened, too, on both sides. So good deal, bad deal, whatever. You know, I mean, the bottom line is this was just the whole playing chicken thing with Asia. If you remember, like I said, last month he wanted to be able to make the deal and couldn't do it. This time around, he was able to make the deal. Indonesia was a success. Asia was pretty much a flop. And Korea was part of that flop because of what the U.S. has done for the South Koreans. And then to kind of be, not kind of, but to be snubbed by him. I guess this is a turnaround in the snub anyway. But it's not so much about South Korea, I think, that most of us care about, to be honest. What do we care about? We care about whether or not when we play Let's Make a Deal, that the deal has to do with not so much the exports and U.S. goods being exported, although I think that's a good thing. If you can find some things that are made in America, but the fact that the tax cut deal, apparently now the White House is very open to the tax cut deal to say across the board, okay, let's just freeze this sucker. So the Senate on Saturday blew up or defeated two tries by the Dems to extend the Bush-era tax cuts for the middle class permanently. But after the Senate votes, the president told the Democrats that he would be open to a temporary extension of the tax cuts for the rich, but he would demand concessions from the Republicans. So what are the concessions? And the concessions, by the way, the vote was 53 to 36 to reject an attempt to initiate debate in the chamber on that measure, because, you know, that's how they do it, that would have extended lower tax rates for people who earn less than $200,000 and couples earning less than $250,000. So here's the bottom line. Now, if we roll the ball forward, the compromise is, okay, we'll give you the tax cuts across the board, maybe for 2 years, and then what happens is you're going to give us the unemployment insurance. You're going to give us the unemployment benefits. So that's what the deal was. The compromise is that, because really, well, not really, the Republicans were saying, no way, how can we afford to do that? We can't afford that money. So what's going to have to happen is there's going to be more cuts in government jobs. So if you have a government job that you thought you were pretty safe in, think again, my friends. You better make sure you have that job, because they're going to have to make those cuts. So the good news is the tax breaks will still be in play. It's what we thought was going to happen anyway across the board. And the other good news is if you're unemployment, I guess you'll get that unemployment extended, and especially because we see the jobless rate is almost officially 10%. Now it's up to 9.8%. Some of the big headlines over the weekend included this crazy thing. You know, rivalry weekend is big in college football, for any of you who are college football fans. And now, of course, the bowls are set. We know the top bowl is going to be Oregon and Auburn for the national title. But previous to that, a big rivalry is UCLA and USC. So there was some nonsense going on at the tailgating. In fact, two people were stabbed. Here's what one of the commanders on the ground had to say.
The fans that were tailgating in parking lot number one got a little overzealous with the fan base for their team. We also believe that there was some alcohol involved that led to the stabbing.
See, so there you go. Tailgating is going to be destroyed if more people do stupid things like this. And I've seen it. Think of the biggest rivalries in sports. I mean, what is the biggest rivalry in sports? I'm going to say it's a baseball rivalry. And I'm going to say it's Boston and the Yankees. And I've been in both places when they've taken each other on. And it's almost scary in some sections. People are bombed out of their mind, and they start to stir it up and start to say things, and then fists fly. And I'll tell you, in Yankee Stadium, the cops are all over you. Once that happens, you are gone. They will get to you so fast. I can't believe how fast they get to fans. But in this case, tailgating out in the parking lot, tempers flare, and then look what happens. And this is just a simple game, not even for all the marbles, just between two crosstown rivals. Doesn't make any sense to me. Does it make any sense to you? Stay with us. We're going to flip the page.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alli-C. Why Alli-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alli-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alli-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alli-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alli-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alli-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alli-C. For more information and to order Alli-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alli-C today.
Issues here on America Tonight. What a way to kick off the week, right? Let's see if we can get under your skin. Well, first of all, if you were in Chicago and you were trying to get out of Chicago, you just have to pack your patience when you're flying in the winter because and I guess it can happen in the summer too with lightning storms and everything else, but that's what happens in the Midwest. So they had terrible snow in Chicago and Indiana was hit, and of course the Midwest in general was hit with a bunch of snow, as we know. So the snowstorm in Chicago dropped like 5 inches. So what do? On Saturday they got to cancel flights. They had to cancel like 325 flights. They say that they expect just cold temperatures will replace the whole snow thing. Ever spend any time in Chicago in the winter? I'll tell you what, that whole Windy City thing, no joke. It's brutal. It's such a great city when you're talking about spring or summer. But in the winter, man, that's just not the place you want to be walking around. And you never know. You never know what the wind chill is going to be. But the snow, when they get socked with the snow and then the rest of the conditions, especially the ice, forget about it, then the airports are going to be shut down. I think it's better to go into Midway anyway, if you can, if you want my 2 cents on that. if you're flying anywhere over the Christmas holidays. So it wasn't just flights that were canceled there. There was snow problems across the Midwest throughout the weekend. A lot of it started on Friday, went into Saturday, and whether you're talking about Minnesota, whether you're talking about Illinois, whether you're talking about Wisconsin, all those places were hit with some form of snow. Of course, North Dakota got a foot, and it's what you expect when you live there, but I'm sure it's never easy to deal with. You grab the shovel and you start to go, or you get the snowblower, or, you know, whatever. In the meantime, a couple of other things happen while you might have been sleeping or chilling or hanging out and not paying attention to what's been happening. I mentioned the South Korea deal that the Prez says is a win-win, basically opening up the channel for exporting U.S. stuff and bringing in more goods from South Korea. Exactly what we need. More stuff from other places. Everything's pretty much made in China anyway. All right, so while you were sleeping, here's a couple of other things that that made the news or made the headlines, let's say, and are worth mentioning on this show. One of them, you know, because I'm fascinated by the whole shark thing. I don't know how many of you are water people. I just got back from a trip to Florida, and, of course, that entailed swimming at a place where they caught the largest bull shark ever, and it was Reddington Beach in Florida. I just they didn't just recently catch it, but they caught the biggest one there off the up here, not too far from where we were swimming. Well, they say a 70-year-old woman was the fifth person to be attacked on a stretch of coastline, not in the U.S., but in Egypt. And she was a German woman who was off celebrating something at Egypt's Red Sea, because, of course, that's a big resort area. And they've had four people who were hurt in two separate attacks. Two sharks were caught, and one was a white tip and one was a mako. And they opened the beaches back up. But they had said, the experts, when this happened, said that there was at least one shark still at large. So this is my question. Why do they open the beaches back if they say, if you have experts in that field and you have people that were attacked, why would you open the beaches again? And this woman was just swimming, I guess, just swimming some laps in very shallowish water. And people say that they just heard this scream and then a bunch of violence in the water, which means shark attack. That's what you get. So you have four people hurt in two separate attacks. Two sharks are caught. You reopen the beaches, even though the expert says, geez, there's another shark that's probably out there. And then you have a dead woman who was visiting the Hyatt Regency Hotel there from Germany and swimming. And the shark that they showed, and I'll put it on the website, but the shark that they showed on Sky News that I was watching, oh, my gosh, unbelievable. It's the jaws on this thing. I don't see how anyone could fight it off. And they open up the beaches. I mean, are you kidding me? And that's the thing. People don't understand that with the shark attacks, the white tips or the makos or even the, you know, the bull sharks, they can come in close. I mean, they come into shallow water and they can get you there. So they say that the sharks might have been drawn to the coast by a dead sheep that was left in the water. And they don't know why the sharks were that aggressive, but they think that's probably what happened there. You know, Matt, does that make any sense to you? They have this resort area. I mean, for God's sake, it's the Red Sea. They have four people attacked, and then the expert says, oh, but we haven't gotten them all. We believe there's another one out there, and they open it up.
See, it's funny that you're talking about these shark attacks, because I literally just read an article within the last hour or so about how people get terrified about shark attacks, and literally more people are killed by cows every year than sharks.
Right. But it doesn't matter.
it's media people like you that hype it up.
I'm sorry. I have
causing terror all over the country.
I just don't understand why the people were so stupid at the resort. Why would you open that up when four people are attacked? And then you have the experts saying it's not good. There's still one big one out there.
Well, I'm sure money was involved. They didn't want their tourists leaving, so I'm sure money played a factor.
Money, death, money attack. What should we do? I don't know. Yeah.
Probably have a nice lawsuit on their hands now.
Oh, yeah. Oh, absolutely. Especially when that's widely known. All you have to do is get the expert to testify, but, you know, cha-ching, and then you've got it there. All right, here's another thing from the crazy file, since we're going down this road. The I happened to see this video, and there was a link to it, maybe on Drudge Report or somewhere, but they showed, somebody else had said, hey, you got to check out this video, because they knew I was going to New York, but they had this video of a remote-controlled plane actually flying over and around the Brooklyn Bridge, going by the Statue of Liberty, and this crazy point of view that you don't really see from airplanes, right? So the police didn't realize what was happening, and they say they're curious as to why, people are curious as to why no arrests were made, because somehow they got this plane to go around, to fly around those sites. And normally, people would be going berserk. I guess they shot it early in the morning, so that's one thing, because then you wouldn't have air, you probably would be able to avoid air traffic. And that's the first thing I thought. I thought, okay, so what? Somebody put some, you know, little plane, a remote-controlled plane up there, big deal. But then I started to think a little bit more of it, and I thought, oh, you think of the planes, you think of the radar, and, you know, out there, and what are the chances that it would catch the attention of somebody, and what would that reaction be? So it's all over YouTube. You can go to YouTube and see it. I just, you know, hit plane, New York, Brooklyn Bridge, or whatever. But it's wild that nothing happened as a result of that. You know, like, in other words, they would just be so all over these people trying to find them, and, you know, how did they get away with it? I mean, that's my question, is how did they get away with it, for lack of a better way to say it. I don't know how that happened with that airspace supposedly tight as a drum. All right, coming up on the flip side, we're going to talk about gas prices, and we're going to kind of go in a couple of different directions here on the show. Gee, that's unusual, right? Plus, we've got a dungeon moment. Hang with us.
After my second heart attack, I knew I needed more help than I had. That's when Extendivite came into my life. Made from garlic, cayenne, and 5 other herbs, I started to feel better in a very short time. My name's Don Wiskin, and I'm here because of Extendivite.
Extendivite gave me more energy than I've had in years. I am the only one in my house right now that's not sick from colds or flus. And I owe that all to Extendivite. My name is Rick, and I'm healthy because of Extendivite. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit the website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
On air, online, and on demand, we are the GCN Radio Network.
Go to hempusa.org, go to hempusa.org, and ask your legislator, and ask your congressman, and ask your president, why can't we grow it here? And ask those companies that love their profits and disease, why can't we grow it here? Try our powder, seeds, and oil. Try our 5-pound sampler. And get free shipping anywhere in the States. Go to hempusa.org. Go to hempusa.org.
call us at 908-691-2608. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org.
Pure water. What could be better than the gift of health for your loved ones? And who better to help you give the gift this holiday season than BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com? If those on your gift list are drinking or bathing in unfiltered city or well water, chances are that water is contaminated with rust, bacteria, chlorine, and fluoride. For just pennies a day, Berkey Water Filters remove dangerous contaminants from both well and city water, is powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, and is great for camping and emergencies. Right now, GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems and free shipping on orders over $50. Purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of Berkey Sport bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or the new Sight Glass spigot absolutely free. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Give the gift of health at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com today.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Beyond compare, with flaming locks of auburn hair, with ivory skin and eyes of emerald green. Your smile is like a breath of spring, your voice is soft like summer rain, and I cannot compete with you, Jolene. He talks about you in his sleep, and there's nothing I can do to keep
him. All right, coming up this week on America Tonight, we're going to the Big Apple. Let's hope the bed bugs don't bite. You know that old nursery rhyme about sleep tight, the bed bugs, hope they don't bite. Boy, they had another discovery of bed bugs, and it was Juicy Couture. I saw photographs of it where they had them in a little paper, not a paper bag, a clear plastic bag. So that whole thing about bed bugs is true. You know, you'll see the mattresses out in places in New York City where they have a big X on them, and they so that people don't come by and grab the mattress. But, yeah, they've had a huge problem with bed bugs. And we've had on this show Bob Diener from GetARoom.com, where he actually talks about a bed bug registry. So if you go anywhere, this is a quick reminder, a friendly reminder from all of us here at America Tonight. Go to the bedbugregistry.com and type in hotels and stuff, and so you'll be able to see where the bed bugs have cropped up, especially if you're going to New York City. And apparently, they are stubborn buggers. They hang on, and that's hurt tourism there big time. All right, let's move from my little tip and telling you that also, too, we're going to go to New York on Tuesday and Wednesday, so we'll be bringing you shows from there. We're there for a special thing on domestic violence. Excited about it, actually, to give more attention to it and to interview some of the people who have been on both sides of this and a few other people from the fashion industry and what they're trying to say about domestic violence and, you know, actually what they're doing. So we move from that to what's happening as far as Afghanistan. you know, it's kind of like soup of the day. Soup of the day or the outrage of the day or whatever you want to call it. We have such short attention spans that something makes the news. Something becomes the big buzz and everybody's talking about it, like the oil spill. The oil spill became huge news for how long? Try that we were held captive to that oil spill and it all gushing out from the deep water horizon and the blowout preventer nonsense from April all the way through the summer until September. And, of course, as you know, we took the show on the road and we were in Mississippi to find out, okay, what's the scoop now on the oil spill and Katrina? How does a place like this bounce back as they were starting to turn a corner? Then they have the oil spill. So what do you do to bring people back to the Gulf Coast area? Because they had a very rough June and July. So anyway, then we were talking about, and we still are on this show, the whole privacy issue thing, and what do you think about what's fair at the airport? Should you go through and be x-rayed? Should you have to be part of this enhanced pat-down thing? And I was, you know, I was ready. A camera's rolling, the whole thing. And twice I went through security, absolutely nothing. A breeze, nothing. I went to Mississippi, back and forth, nothing. And of course, that's a smaller commuter flight. Then I did a bigger flight from Dallas to Orlando. And Orlando is a big international airport. And they're really lame, actually, on security in a way, because they only have two places where you can get through. So the lines were pretty long, but nothing. No pat down thing. No go through the x-ray machine, because I was ready. I was braced for it all. And it never happened to me. And it didn't happen to any of the people around me. So I thought, were they just like, okay, well, screw it. There's such a big crowd here. Let them go through. Or I thought maybe if it's an international area, they would maybe put people through the scanners on that side of the airport. But I never had it. I didn't have it happen to me. And it's kind of been an iffy thing where in some cases, you know, people are getting pulled aside, groped, questioned, if you will, and to a ridiculous amount, or they're being put on these watch lists and they're 2 years old. I mean, we've all heard the crazy stories. And now you have Senator Schumer who is pushing to make sure those x-rays, and how you do that, I don't know, never see the light of day, because that was the problem. Then some x-rays get exposed, and it's like, well, wait a second, I thought you weren't storing these x-rays. And I thought the person looking at the x-rays was in a different room. You know, so, you know, ultimately, what was the scoop? What's the scoop there, right? All right, we've got a couple of other things for you that I think make the buzz list. And always we're fascinated by plane crashes, let's face it, because you just always think, oh, there goes me, if I was only, you know, if I had been on that plane or whatever. So check this out. And this is a small plane deal. Usually when you hear about the small planes don't have a tough time. If they single engine, certain weather conditions, I mean, we know the famous people who have gone down in small aircraft. Well, this happened not too long ago. There was a plane that was literally ripped into pieces as it crashed to the ground on Sunday night in a Utah neighborhood, right? The pilot was found burned and banged up, but was talking, according to witnesses. It was a Cessna 210. It was a single engine, and it happened at 6 o'clock in a residential area. The plane had been cleared for landing when it went down, so they're trying to figure out what could this possibly be. The good news is there wasn't anybody else hurt on the ground. A lot of times these planes, when they go down, they hit a house or hit something else. And in fact, there was a family birthday party taking place, a huge one in that neighborhood, but it missed it. So you had a plane in the front of somebody's house, and there were parts that were all over the neighborhood, but thank goodness nobody was hurt. But the guy, it looks like the guy is surviving it or is in the hospital, and you know how it went down or whatever. And the key thing is here, too, the crash knocked out power to 1,700 houses. So it pulled some power lines down with it, too, when it went down. And here's the other key to this thing. Visibility, minimal at the time of the crash. There was a fog advisory for that area. You know, why are you flying in the whole fog thing? If it's foggy, can I just not stay back for the night? Can I not just not take a break and say, okay, well, bad flying conditions, I'm not going to do it. I'll hang back, I'll wait till it clears up, or I just won't go. It makes absolutely no sense. All right, going from the small plane crash, the survivor in the Utah neighborhood, but all those people without power and just startled, wondering what happened because they weren't having any particular weather other than the fog. From that to Afghanistan, and what's the latest in Afghanistan? Well, we know that the 2014 is the deadline that Hamid Karzai has been talking about, right? 2014, everybody's out of 2014. And there was recently the president made a surprise visit to the troops in Afghanistan. And we know in trying to raise the morale because of all the things that have happened recently. And, of course, WikiLeaks with all the documents that they released and the WikiLeaks cables show, you know, the corruption that was going on in Afghanistan. All the cables from the U.S. ambassador in Kabul portraying Hamid Karzai as paranoid and didn't really grasp the principles of the state building, which is what they're supposed to be doing right now. So here's the latest from General Petraeus, who spoke about the situation in Afghanistan.
Not only did I issue counterinsurgency guidance here after taking command in Afghanistan, I then issued counterinsurgency contracting guidance because our contracts, which are the source of enormous funding in this country, were part of the problem. This is Afghanistan. And again, you're not going to turn Afghanistan into Switzerland in a decade or less. It doesn't mean, by the way, that there aren't many, many very fine and honest and decent officials in this country. It does mean that you do have to understand the realities in which you're operating.
All right. But you know what, Matt, play that again. I want to hear that last part of what Petraeus said. Play it one more time.
Not only did I issue counterinsurgency guidance here after taking command in Afghanistan, I then issued counterinsurgency contracting guidance because our contracts, which are the source of enormous funding in this country, we're part of the problem. This is Afghanistan. And again, you're not going to turn Afghanistan into Switzerland in a decade or less. It doesn't mean, by the way, that there aren't many, many very fine and honest and decent officials in this country. It does mean that you do have to understand the realities in which you're operating.
All right. The realities of what you're operating in. In general, the realities are the problems with the snipers that's part of the war situation. The idea of winning over the people of Afghanistan, but the Taliban having more leverage, especially recently, despite taking out several Taliban, huge, if you will, generals of the Taliban, for lack of a better way to describe it, key players, whatever. And the fact that the rules of engagement are just ridiculous. Just crazy. I mean, it's like we're sending these guys in with fly swatters. Good luck, and please try to be diplomats at your tender age of 20 and win over the people, even though you're dealing with all the corruption around you. And in those villages, I hope you can communicate with those illiterate people. And, oh, yeah, you can find translators who aren't going to run for the hills because they think you're going to turn on them. What do you say, America? 800-259-5791.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing.
Do you want to get away from additives and preservatives in your food? Need alternatives to conventional food preparation? Do you want to save the fruits of your gardening labor? And are you looking for an excellent gift idea? Then check out the Excalibur Dehydrator. Dehydration is one of the healthiest, most cost-effective, and fun ways to feed yourself and your family. Make healthy snacks like fruit roll-ups and beef jerky. Store healthy food in case of an emergency with no added salts, fats, or preservatives. And save hundreds of dollars by drying it yourself with the Excalibur Dehydrator. The Excalibur Dehydrator comes with an industry-leading exclusive 10-year warranty. And when you order, you'll receive a free book filled with amazing easy recipes, a $25 value free for a limited time. Just mention coupon code GCN. Learn more and order your Excalibur Dehydrator today at drying123.com. That's drying123.com. drying123.com. Or call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254. Season's greetings and health and wellness from Excalibur Dehydrator.
Do you have pain from a soft tissue injury? Would you like to alleviate the pain in 10 minutes? Science has now figured out how to put healing sound frequencies into a kaolin clay and polymer gel. Once applied to the area of pain, frequency signals are transmitted to the area of injury that activates the release of prostaglandin hormones. Your body's own prostaglandin hormones eliminate inflammation and the pain that it is causing. The result is the elimination of pain in 10 minutes for 90% of users. We have thermography pictures to prove its effectiveness. The only alternatives on the market are topical cooling agents that for many are poor performers, often smell bad, may be oily, and do not activate the body's innate response system. If you'd like a superior alternative to alleviating soft tissue trauma pain in as little as 10 minutes, please call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit knockoutpaincream.com. That's knockoutpaincream.com.
Dumb as a rock. Well, somehow Ben Bernanke, he gets called like the genius of the Fed. I'm not a big fan of the Fed, and he was on 60 Minutes, and he said, you know, people say that we just pump money out there. We don't know how much money we're pumping out, but that's not true. I don't buy it. I'm not buying what he's peddling. He comes across smooth as silk, but I'm not buying what the Federal Reserve is selling. Because of the control issues of what I think the audit is more than necessary. And Bernanke screwed up. How did he not know that the economy was going to bottom out the way that it did? That's what an economist does. And when you're the economist for the United States, it's pretty important to be on top of that. I mean, that's a screw up, a big screw up. So I'm not keen into Ben Bernanke like other people are. He was just on the cover of Time magazine, I think it was last year, as the man of the year. I don't get it. We just recently did a great interview with somebody talking about that, and he defended the Fed, actually, but did agree that Bernanke had a big screw-up. So anyway, when he was on 60 Minutes, he was definitely on the defense. He was really defending the $600 billion Treasury bond purchase deal and said that the economy is still struggling to become self-sustaining. So, hey, you know, this is what you do. This is what, he didn't say this is what you do, but he said this is the right thing to do, and said that, you know, Congress shouldn't cut spending or boost taxes because of how fragile the economy is. And he said, it never should be about politics. So he's been kind of defensive lately. He must be taking a cue from the White House. Thin skin is popular this season. and he's declared war on the people who are criticizing him. And he's upset about people criticizing the plan, the $600 billion Treasury bond deal. And he says that the idea is that you'll lower long-term interest rates and lift stock prices ultimately, and you'll encourage some more spending. That's what will happen. You'll boost the economy. Personally, I don't see it. And if anything, I think people are really cutting back. I mean, you want to look at fast food. Okay, so you have your medium restaurants, right? Well, you have your expensive restaurants. And then you have your medium restaurants, where I'm saying you're spending like $30 or something, right? And then you have, or $25 if there's like two of you. And then you have your flat-out fast food cheap restaurants. Where, and not that the lines haven't always been for fast food, but where are people mostly going these days? They're going to dollar stores. They're going more to the fast food restaurants. I mean, I don't think these numbers lie. I think there are a lot of people that are, maybe they would normally have gone out to the big-time steak dinner, but they're kind of holding back on that for fear of what's happening. I don't think it's created by talk show hosts or the media, by the way. I think it's true. And yes, some people are doing well, but overall, I think people are cutting back. It's like I got a note from somebody the other day about Christmas presents, which I thought was great, saying, listen, Christmas presents, all of us have enough crap. We don't need any more crap. It's great. You love it when you get some, you know, something you wanted, some high-tech thing, whatever. But let's, like, limit what we're spending. Let's just cut it back. I thought, bravo, because it's, do we need more crap? How much crap can you have? But I think that it showed to the person who sent it to me, who's doing okay, that even the okay, people who are doing okay, I don't know that they're spending that much money. I mean, I don't know that they're, you know, I think they're kind of hanging back a little bit. So anyway, in the 60 Minutes interview, he argued that about the Congress and the cutting of the spending and stuff, but he also said he thinks another recession is unlikely. Okay, so now he's going out on the limb and saying, oh, I missed the last deal, but I don't think we're going to have another recession. But he said the economy, this is the way to cover your bases, he said the economy could suffer a slowdown if high unemployment dampens consumer spending. That's my point. High unemployment scares people. So even if it's not you, you start to hear the horror stories. Oh, boy, this engineer had a great job and they cut him off because the company did this and they shrunk the staff or, you know, whatever. And then you start to think about it and think, oh, well, maybe I'm not so safe. And another thing that he talked about was that unemployment would have been higher, like something like he said 25%. Can you imagine if we had unemployment at 25%? Oh, my gosh, 25%. How crazy is that? So he said that we would have had that if he didn't, he didn't say himself, but he said if there wasn't aid to the Wall Street's, you know, firms and the banks and some of the other companies to ease the credit crisis. Okay. So then he throws this in. It could be 4 or maybe even 5 years before unemployment, which is at 9.8%, for it to fall back to the normal 5 or 6%. Boy, that's not the kind of news that we want to hear, is it? So I'm going to say, Ben, You got the thin skin, you're wearing it, you're not wearing it well. I know you're trying is the song and dance on 60 Minutes, but I'm just not buying what the Federal Reserve Chairman is selling. And the $600 billion that's supposed to be the lifesaver, the lifeline, I don't think it is all that. And I don't believe what he's saying about the money being printed. So for that reason, Ben, you get a trip to the dungeon.
This chamber has no windows and no doors.
Yeah, there you go. And one more thing that Bernanke said that doesn't really endear him to the little people, as Leona Hemsley in her day God rest her soul, said at one point, calling, you know, the little people. Bernanke said that this bond buying program, one of the things it'll do is lift stock prices, which it could lift stock prices, but then what he's saying is that higher stock prices boost the wealth and confidence of people and businesses, and that spending would rise, and so would incomes and profits and economic growth. It's like he's given us a fairy tale. And he referred to it as a virtuous cycle. I think we're going to get into a virtuous cycle. Yeah, I'm just going to say no. I'm not looking for that virtuous cycle, Ben. I don't think that, I don't think we're going to see it. Not to be a doomsday, sage, because I don't think it's doomsday. I think that he screwed up, and I think they screwed up big time with what they've done with the interest rates, too, or the taxes actually coming back on some of the money that they lent out. And the banks too big to fail will forever stick in the craw of the American people. And you can tell because nobody's really let it go. All right, so here's another thing to tell you about. All of us care about gas prices. It's the one thing that gets Americans in the gut. You know, you talk to people in Europe, and, of course, they have outrageously high gas prices. But that's, you know, that's the way it's always been in France and in England, and they just deal with it. That's normal. Okay, $6, $7, whatever. But in the United States, when you start to see the gas prices go up, boom, it's like an explosion. Nobody wants to pay high gas prices, and that's when people start to growl about it. So, you know, feel free. Who's paying? Who listens to me right now? What are you? Let's do it this way, because I know we have people too, thanks to chats and emails and everything, who are listening all over the place. What are you paying for gas? I mean, who has the right to kvetch on this show? Send them to me, and we'll compare notes. If you're up, you know, into the 390s, something like that, you definitely have a right to kvetch. And if you live in Europe and you're paying $6 and $7, man, I really feel you. That's rough.
I've got a really bad hangover, so if you aren't willing to have a sensible conversation, I'm just going to shut the curtains.
He can take the endorsement and shove it.
Why wouldn't I want to be here? This is fantastic. This is great.